Kennedy Summer Show.
You know you want to turn it up.
With Jeff Kirkchin, Donnie, and Shannon.
Brett Young. Brett Young's a great dad.
He really is.
Here on 92.5 XTU. Probably not doing a whole lot around the house, though. I'm just guessing. He's always touring. He's busy running around. He's got a great wife. I'm sure they have help when they need it. But some dads don't have the luxury of being able to evade all of the chores around the house, especially when it comes to stuff in the kitchen. And perhaps the traditional role of mom is not being fulfilled at a certain time.
And that's where dad meals come in.
Oh, I love a dad meal.
So my uncle was the king of dad meals. He made sloppy joes.
Okay.
Anytime his wife, my aunt, was out of town.
Yeah.
And he called them sloppy poppies. And as you know, it's like, so you just get hamburger buns and you make your sloppy joe. Like, it's so easy. And that was dad meal.
So,
every time.
So he probably got like the hamburger helper kind of a thing or something.
Oh,
yeah,
for
remember
sure.
Hamburger helper? Oh my gosh.
Yeah. It's super funny we're talking about this. My mom retired yesterday.
Yeah, congratulations.
That's so
huge.
For like the past 2-3 years, that's all they've been eating is dad meals because my mom's working. My dad has been retired for a few years.
Okay.
So we were talking around the dinner table, and I was like, Dad, we're going to talk about dad meals tomorrow. And he goes, hot dogs and eggs. And I was like, absolutely.
Explain this. Because this is a dinner. This is like any. I would think it's any meal because you've got your hot dogs and your eggs.
But whenever mom was gone, if she had a meeting or she just wasn't around or she was going out to dinner with her friends, we knew what we were having for dinner when mom was gone.
So is it scrambled eggs with hot dogs mixed in?
It's scrambled eggs, boiled hot dogs, like two hot dogs, and then you cut them up, put some pepper on it, and then ketchup. Done. Hot dogs and eggs.
That reminds me of macaroni and hot dogs.
Oh, remember? Love a macaroni
blue box
and dogs.
With hot dogs. Such a dad meal.
I mean, and it's really just like, how much salt can I ingest in one meal?
Absolutely.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
And preservatives.
Mm-hmm.
So when I was growing up, my dad, okay, now listen, XTU Nation, if you're as old as I am, this is going to take you back. My dad would make us chicken croquettes. And mashed potatoes, like from a box.
Yeah.
Idaho instant mashed potatoes, which are delicious, by the way.
So good.
But that was his specialty.
Yeah.
Was chicken croquettes. I think Weaver made them.
Weaver's, I'm looking at it.
And then they're like these weird, if you don't know what a croquette is, it's like
a sport with. That's croquette.
That's
sorry.
Croquette. This is different.
Isn't that a type of knitting? Oh, that's crochet.
No, that's crochet.
I'm sorry.
Oh, we're all over the place.
Oh, my gosh. Croquettes. Getting back to my chicken croquettes. They look like meatballs, only it's chicken inside, but then they're breaded and fried.
I've had these before.
In the toaster
they
oven.
Are phenomenal.
Yeah,
they're
like every
really
once in
good.
A while, you can find them at a diner.
Yeah.
They're much bigger at a diner, like real, but
We used to just call them, and it's going to sound like chicken balls or balls of chicken. Because they're...
I'd call them chicken balls.
They're meatballs, but they're chicken.
For sure. Yeah. What'd you call them?
Chicken balls.
Yeah, same. 215-263-6700. What was the dad meal that you make for your kids or that your dad made for you?
Good morning. It's the Andy Summer Show. We're talking about those meals that your dad made, or maybe as a dad, you made. Dad dinners. A little bit different than mom dinners. Sometimes.
A lot different.
Quicker.
I guess, right? Easier.
Yeah.
And sometimes it's just like whatever we can do here. So let's find out. Jen, good morning.
Good morning.
So we're talking about dad dinners. They're the meals that dad would make when mom's not around that we grew up either loving or maybe not so much.
So when I was a kid, my mom had to have back surgery, and I was one of three. And so my dad was totally overwhelmed, and we would always ask him for waffles with ice cream, and he would let us have it for every meal.
Wow.
Best dad ever.
Waffles and ice cream.
Yep.
You've got your dairy.
Yeah. You've got your greens.
Yeah, you can't go wrong.
We go. All right.
Right. And your poor mom is recovering on the couch saying, honey, give them some sustenance, please.
She had no idea. And we were like, all right, mom, you can have back surgery anytime.
Hey, thank you, Jen, for the call.
Dad dinners. It's the stuff that dads are able to put together easily and pass off as a meal.
Yeah. Hi, Cindy. Good morning.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. I just wanted to share a story. My children are 42, and so they're older. So when I work at night, my husband would make, I'm not sure if you're familiar with Encore, roasted turkey and gravy.
Oh, yeah. Aren't those frozen?
Yeah, yeah. So he would put that in the oven, and then he would say he was fancying it up for them, and he would get a piece of Wonder White bread and put that on the plate and then put that on top and say it was a fancy meal. Make sure you tell your mom.
Nice. I'll bet it was delicious, though.
It's phenomenal.
No. My children still won't walk past that in the first place.
Oh, my gosh.
That frozen pizza is amazing.
That's awesome.
Cindy, thank you so much for the call.
Thank you, guys. Love you. Love your show so much.
Thank you, Cindy.
Go ahead.
Good morning, Shelby.
So, steak fried rice and shrimp fried rice on a Blackstone griddle.
Wow.
That sounds amazing.
He makes that all the time, especially during the summer. And it's really good.
Okay, well, I must say, Shelby, that is, like, the upper echelon of dad meals. However, I could see the ease in it. You know, it's fried rice, so you just kind of like everything goes into one.
Sure.
You throw it in a bowl, and then you're done. You know what I mean? After it's done cooking.
A little soy sauce, you're good to go.
But I would love to have that dad dinner. Is your dad available this weekend? We can all hang out?
I know. Poor Jeff is wifeless this week, so he needs all the ideas he can get.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Sure, come on over.
Oh. There you go. Your
thanks,
first
Shelby.
Invitation.
Thanks. Love you. Love your show.
Thanks to you, Cheryl. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you guys doing today?
So great. Please, I cannot wait to hear this. What did your dad make for his dad dinners?
Well, my dad was in the military, so he would make us SOS. Now, we weren't allowed to say it. We could say S-O-S because S was on a shingle.
On a shingle. Yeah, you bet. I mean, anybody, I feel like anyone who's had a military relative knows S-O-S.
Exactly.
Yeah. So my dad loved that. I do, too. Like, if I ever see that on a menu at a diner, I'm ordering it. But he never made it himself. That's impressive.
Cheryl, for somebody who might not know, what does that consist of?
Okay, so you take your ground beef and you cook it like you normally do for a sloppy joe. You drain some of the fat off. You add flour. You put some water, pepper. I mean, I'm not water. You do some flour and milk or cream, whatever you have. So it gets nice and thick. And then you put a little pepper and Worcestershire sauce.
Right, and then the shingle is the toast.
Yeah, whatever you have. If it's a roll, toast, anything you have on hand is what you put it on.
Fantastic. Cheryl, thank you.
Love you guys. Love your show.
Good morning. This is the Andy Summers Show.
Wake you up. Gotta wake you up for the day.
On 92.5 XTU. BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.